Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. Inside Open Mic, the program where you can pick your own subject, and we hope to get the phones open in a little bit. You know, there's a lot of dangerous things going on in this world today. I heard on the news about these electric cars, and this safety group came out and said they're very dangerous, that they're not safe. And yet, evidently, the government is allowing these companies to put these cars out. And today they mentioned how a lot of the owners can now push a button, car drives itself. I think people are asking for trouble. You know, it's all about money. They don't care about lives. You know, when you have something that mechanical and it's going to operate itself, that's a big risk. There's no substitute for the human brain. People have not, evidently have not learned that. And the other thing is those cars, now I know the hybrid cars are silent. You can't hear them. That's very dangerous for people who are visually impaired. So if you're crossing the street or a highway's even worse, and you don't have an accessible signal that you can decipher, you know, figure out the cycle of the light. And you know the worst kind of scenario with that is if there's no cars around. That's even worse. Because you don't know if you have the light. And you don't know, you know, if you don't have the light and you step off the curb, who's going to come racing through to try to make the light? You don't know what that light says. You're in danger. And now you got these cars you can't hear. Then you're going to have the electric cars, which are in danger of fire, according with some of these safety companies. There's a lot of things happening, brewing, that mean trouble. And people are pushing them in to the public and into regular society because they only care about the money. I mean, that comes from the medical profession. Look what they do. Look at the stuff they push onto people. You know, heard a story today about a woman who has fluctuating blood pressure. And they gave her all these different medicines, and she got dizzy and fell. And now she was diagnosed with dementia. Well, how do you know the medicine they gave her didn't cause the dementia? The brain or whatever kind of diet she's on. So all of these companies are not dealing with the best interest of people. They're only dealing with how do we make more money? You know, I heard that Amazon came out with a robot, a house working robot. You know, I don't know anything about it or any details. But, there's no substitute for moving your body and doing it yourself and exercising and you know, getting in there and being active. Yeah, all these things and a lot more can be very hazardous. A friend of mine told me the other day that she has one of those phones that you have to deal with your hands, and she can't use her hands, you know. And yet, a lot of people would have you believe that you can use these phones to. And she cited, by the way, use these phones to get around and all that. Well, how are you going to do that if you can't use your hands? You know, face all over the screen, and you got the problem of blocking your vision. Inner sight, open mic, bring back the old ways on a lot of things. It was better that way. It was better when you had the horse and wagon on the street. Less pollution of the air and all that. And people lived longer. They were, and you go back to the Bible days. Look at how long people lived. The average age was what in the Bible days? 100? I think it was. Well, Methuselah lived to be 999. I'm going to break his record, 1,000. Inner sight. Open mic, brought to you by the Big East. Akita Rescue, Tom's River, New Jersey, 609-388-7004. Adopt an Akita. And I was in the health store today getting a couple, and some woman said, oh, an Akita. I never saw an Akita guide dog. Well, there's a reason for that. Because these agencies that train guide dogs are prejudiced against the breed. You know, most people don't know that Helen Keller was a big Akita lover. And she was one of the originators of the Seeing Eye years ago. Her and this guy, Morris Frank, who trained the first guide dog, blind guy. So that's why you don't see the Akita guide dog. That's why the Akita guide dog is so rare. I'm probably the only one in the state that has one. Maybe in the country. Inner sight, Big East Akita Rescue, Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, 609-388-7004. Adopt an Akita. Big East Akita Rescue.org. All right, all the beautiful children of the world. Little Tommy, Baby Royalty, Avante, Corey Foster, and all the others, Ollie Campbell, we honor them. We memorialize them every night on Inner Sight. Go an extra mile for a child. That's the Inner Sight reminding you. Hey, let's see, Inner Sight, and if you need dog food, cat food, Nobody Starves on Long Island is the place to call. Gary is the guy, 631-484-3085. So give Gary a call, and pick up some food for your animal. Again, 631-484-3085. All right, and we thank him for all his help. I want to thank the Long Island Coalition, the Long Island Connection, two good groups trying to make a difference. I want to thank Danny at the Long Island Coalition for helping with our recent news conference and demonstration of the guide dog. National Guide Dog Month. Sign the petition. Good time to sign it. We're going to try to see if we can check it later, see what the number is. National Guide Dog Month. I'd like to start a National Get Rid of Nursing Home Month. Yeah. Well, we got a petition on that, too, so take a look at it. And sign. Read them. And if you feel good about them, sign them. All right, Inner Sight, Kennedy Realty. My buddy in Islip, New York, Mr. Kennedy, 631-888-1186. Buy a house, sell a house, or get some good info on that in on Kennedy. All right. And we thank him for his help. My good friend Olga Murray and I had a conversation today. She's the town clerk here in Islip, New York. And she totally agrees that there should be a foundation in this country to get rid of nursing homes and to keep people out of nursing homes. That would be the purpose. So anybody out there who would like to help us start that, we would need the funds, of course. You know, we could maybe connect it up with Inner Sight, because we're advocates and we want to get rid of these nursing homes. There isn't one agency that I know of that's advocating or fighting to get rid of nursing homes. Not a one. And there should be. There should be. Because they ruin people's lives. They shorten people's lives. And they take everything that you have. And we've said this, and it's worth mentioning. People need to take a people need to take a stand when you have a loved one in a nursing home, you know, and you know they're going to take all their money. Claim hardship. Tell them you can only give them $10 a month. Your loved one needs the money because they're going home. They're getting out. You know, make them take you to court. Call us. We'll back you up. Fight them. Don't let them get away with it. That's the trouble. People let the nursing homes get away with these things. People need to take more of a stand. As many people that claim they don't like nursing homes and they're in a position to do something about it, and they don't do a damn thing. So talk doesn't mean anything. We put the petition up. We're helping a couple of people. We help one woman get out. We're helping another one. And this is on no money. We're trying to make a difference. The people that have the money are not doing anything to get rid of the nursing homes, the agencies, you know. They'll use the excuse, oh, we can't do that. Rebel and do it. That's what I say. Inner Sight is not saying we can't do that. We are doing it. All right, Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled. Our phone number is 631-224-3090. And we are on 8 to 9 weeknights on Blog Talk Radio. Yes, and we're hoping to, this is open mic, but we're hoping to get our engineer in here so we can take phone calls. You can create your own subject tonight, talk about what you want. Let's see, what else we got? James Bahamundi is a civil rights lawyer, 516 number, 783-9662. Any questions on civil rights, give Jim a call. Again, 516-783-9662 on that number. All right. Inner Sight. We thank all our friends who have helped us. Suffolk Bus Corp, of course. And look for those pictures online. The Suffolk County News Bulletin. Long Island Advance, some of the papers that should have those pictures on Thursday on National Guide Dog Month with me and my guide dog demonstrating why there should be a law to protect people who are denied service dogs. So look for the pictures on Thursday. You can pick up the paper local, of course, here, but you can also should be able to get it online. They told me it's going to be online. We'll check it out and we'll let you know. But this coming Thursday, the story should be out. The picture should be out. All right, Inner Sight, open mic, live. You want to take note of the number 213-816-1650, and we hope to be able to open the phones. Otherwise, it's become the one-man open mic. Yeah, I heard today on the news that Senator Warren, Elizabeth Warren, I believe she's a Republican, is very unhappy with Chairman Powell, who's the head of the Federal Reserve, I believe. And she said that he's a danger to the country, that he's not handling the banks in the right way. Well, I don't know if that's true. I don't know if it's not true. But for a senator to come out and say that, got to be some seriousness, and she's not going to support his reappointment. Evidently, he's appointed by a President Joe Biden. So it seems like Joe has had a lot of downfalls. I feel bad for the guy. You know, he's struggling to do the right thing, and he seems to get hit with all these the infrastructure funding, you know, the bridges and the tunnels and all that stuff. So excuse me, it's not an easy job being president. None of us can really imagine what it's like. You don't even have freedom. You can't even walk out in the street by yourself. You know. But we certainly wish the president well. He hasn't answered my letter, the service dog schools. Never heard from him. Didn't expect to, though. You know. These things get lost, and you know, isn't it funny though? The all these situations you know, the banking thing with Powell, the infrastructure, even the stimulus. It's all money stuff. But what I'm asking him to do doesn't involve money. He doesn't have to find any money for it. You know, to simply amend the Americans with Disability Act so that we can have the right to go before a judge. Now, that's not probably that, you know, I'm not saying that that's the best way to handle it, but what other way have you got? Go before a judge when denied the safety guide dog or the medical. You know, if an agency uses people, especially over the years that they've used me, to raise money and to give the medical, and I'm talking about the animal medical people in New York City, give the medical and then suddenly cut it off, you know, shouldn't there be a fair hearing system? What happened? You know, why did you do this? What's the reason? I mean, let them come into court if you could get to court, which doesn't exist. But let's say we could come into court and say, oh, we're not going to give Perino the medical because he sings on the subway. I mean, how stupid does that sound? Think about that. See, that's why they don't want me in court. Because the judge is going to sit there, and he's going to twitch, and he's going to scratch his head, and he's going to say, what did you say? You know? Counselor, would you mind repeating that statement for the record? I want to make sure we have it in the record. Oh, we can't give Mr. Perino the medical for his guide dog because he sings on the subway. Any civil-minded half-assed judge, excuse me, Your Honor, I didn't mean it as an insult, but is going to say, well, what has that got to do with the health and the well-being of this dog? And, you know, of course, I'm sitting there with my dog. The judge is looking right at my dog. You know? And the lawyer is going to stumble and trip and fumble and shuffle papers and try to figure out what to say because the guide dog school is paying him thousands of dollars to be there to try to stop the medical for a blind person's dog that they used to give, you know? And the next question is going to be for the judge, how much money did the animal medical place raise over the years in helping Mr. Perino? It goes all the way back when he was 18 years old and the two dogs from Guiding Eye. How much money did you raise? And you know, there's going to be a figure. Let's say, argument's sake, let's say $2 million over the years, right? And then the judge is going to say, did you give Mr. Perino, in all these years, did you give Mr. Perino $2 million worth of medical care for his dogs? Let me see your bills. Let me see your And the judge is going to see that only $20,000 or $30,000 maybe was used, and that's when he's going to come down on him. You have all that money for his medical, and you're telling him you can't service him? Bayless, escort these people out of my courtroom. And write up an order. The court orders you to give this guide dog the medical. That's what I picture happening. You know? And not only that, it orders you to help other blind people. As long as the dog is guiding them, as long as the dog is doing the work, there's your criteria. And if you're smart, you'll let these blind people help you raise money to do it. National Guide Dog Month, open mic. But there's what should happen. You know, if there was a law, if there was regulations, you know. All right, in the site, we don't have an engineer. I don't know what's going on. Sorry, we apologize for not having the phones open. So it looks like a one-man open mic. Yeah, that's what it looks like to me. Wouldn't be the first time it happened, you know. Stand by. I'm going to break the station. Stand by. AM 827, New York, Inner Sight. Open mic without the phones. Apologize for that. You know, we tried to many, many times on this show, we tried to explain to people that everything, and this is going back years now, years, everything should have been made accessible, you know, get people out of the nursing homes. And you see what happened? A so-called emergency came along. You know, I half believe it and I half don't, but nevertheless, the government believes it, and the government acts like it's an emergency with this virus. So, see? So this emergency came along, and look what happened now. Because they didn't listen to us, they have more trouble than they would have had. A governor had to quit here in New York. You know? Partly because of the people dying in the nursing homes from this emergency. You know, when are people going to wake up and realize that if it happens to one of us, it's happening to all of us? I mean, tomorrow you become disabled, plummeted into a world that's not made for you. And that is what we tried to warn the government and the agencies against, and they didn't listen. They didn't pay attention to us. So now it's gotten worse. You know? And now they're using this virus as an excuse not to do anything. Well, they didn't do anything for us before. Now it's even worse. Now they have a legitimate excuse, you know, to hold back on making everything so that everybody's equal. And that's really what it's all about. You know, you see people on the subways now, the subway workers cleaning the subways, you know, like religiously now. Why didn't they do that before? See? There's no preventative mind with the government. They don't concentrate enough on preventative. They wait until something happens. They wait for a disaster. And then they try to, you know, cover it over or minimize it or do something about it when it's too late. Now, if they can have people hustling and bustling, cleaning the subways, why can't they have people making every sign in the subway accessible for everybody? Part of safety. You know? So these are some of the things that we have to deal with. You know, and tomorrow night we're going to do a show on how the agencies and the government make it worse for us, because many of us who are disabled become ill from being disabled or become ill from something else. And now we're ill and disabled. See, that makes it worse. And we'll talk about that tomorrow night. But to give you one example, a person goes into the hospital. You know, they get an illness. They're not disabled. Chances are they can struggle and get out of bed and go to the bathroom and eat on their own and everything else. The disabled person can't do that. See? See why there should be equality? And we'll explain what we mean by that tomorrow night. But it's worse when you're ill and you're disabled. There's so many examples of that. You know? You're blind when you're disabled. You're taking medicine. You get up to get your medicine. How do you know you grabbed the right bottle? You can't read it. All right, inner sight. No phones thus far. I want to tell you about the Able News, the paper on and about the disabled, and good paper to read. You know, you get it online, you can get a free subscription, calendar of events, different articles by different experts on different subjects. They have equipment in there that you can buy. Sometimes you can even get a van if you're in the market or you have the money. In the Able News, they have vans in there too. So read Able News. Angela Melanie is the editor, good friend of InnerSight. Able News, get a free subscription online. And we thank them for running our ad. We got to update that ad. InnerSight, by the way, if you're listening to the show, and you usually call in, we apologize. We don't have the phones tonight. But you can call the InnerSight number and leave a comment if you want. 631-224-3090. You know, you want to leave your open mic comment. We'd be happy to get it on tomorrow night or paraphrase it. All right. So that number again, 631-224-3090, to leave a comment on the open mic show for tonight. Yeah, hey, don't forget we're on television tomorrow night, 11 o'clock, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997. I want to thank them for renewing our contract, keeping us on the air. And that goes on to the Spirit Channel, Channel 3. So that's 11/1997, Channel 3 on the Spirit. And then Thursday, Channel 20 out here on Long Island, New York, 7:30. And we now have kept the same time slot for, 2 years in a row? 7:30, Channel 20. Altice, they call it. So check us out. Friday night is the funnies. Yeah. Be here Friday night. We're going to have some fun and goof off and just, you know, act kind of stupid. Friday night with Bobby Roman and Gabriel. And you never know what they're up to. Jimmy Dinigan will be here. Jimmy's always up to something weird. All right, Inner Sight. Open mic. And it's the one-man open mic tonight. So bear with us. Yeah. See, what else did I hear in the I heard something in the news tonight about the Kaiser Foundation. Now, evidently that's a big foundation. I don't know who they give money to or what causes they frequent, but I heard today that they don't approve of the vaccination and the booster, and that they really are trying to warn people against it. See, I think that the government made a big mistake here. See, in insisting that people take this vaccination. First of all, it wasn't done right. It was rushed through. You can't rush stuff like that. You know, because you're dealing with human beings. You got to test it every which way you can. You know, every which way you can. That was the title of a Clint Eastwood movie, I believe. You know, you've got to test it with people who are taking other drugs, with people who have allergies. People who have psychological fears of getting things. There's all kinds of ways that thing has to be tested. And I remember listening to Gary Knoll and the German scientist he had on, who made the comment, "You cannot fool the human body." And he was right, you know. And, of course, we've heard the reports of people coming down with things, the blood clots and other things. And a friend of mine has had, since she took the vaccine, she's had constant swelling in her limbs. And she believes now it's because of the vaccine. So the big mistake that the government made is throwing this stuff at people, shoving it and then threatening people, as many as they're allowed to. You know, if you don't take the vaccine, you can't come back to work here. You know. Well, did you hear? Some people have started lawsuits over that. I heard that the teachers' union won the lawsuit that in New York, anyway, that the teachers don't have to be vaccinated. There's all kinds of lawsuits happening now because of this. Because the government took the wrong approach. You know, the minute that you order people and tell them that they have to take something that they don't know about, you're in trouble. Because most people are going to rebel against that. I mean, look what happened with all the other stuff that the medical profession has given people. Look at all the people suffering from side effects from all those drugs and supposedly they were thoroughly tested. So you can imagine something that isn't chance you're taking. So the right approach would have been, in my mind, the right approach that the government should have taken was say, look, we don't know if this is going to work. You know, we're being honest. We had to push this thing. You know, a president of the United States should be honest with people. I believe that. Push this thing through now. Check with your doctor, you know. See what the doctor says. For those of you who believe in natural healing, we understand that. Okay? We're going to start something new. We're going to recognize the natural healing and the doctors that advocate it and see if you can get something from your doctor, if it's a holistic doctor or a homeopathic, that the government will recognize that. If you want to take the vaccine, we're telling you it's not fully proven. There should have been honest with people. And we're not going to force people to take it. Now that way, people would look at it in a different light. Oh, maybe let me see what's in this stuff. Let me check it out with my doctor. Let me see what alternatives there are. That's the approach they should have taken. But you know what? Their first priority? Money for these companies. The pharmaceutical companies. Their first priority was not to help people, but to get money. You know, for the pharmaceutical companies. And it became especially bad when they didn't recognize other types of healing and when they would have people believe that this virus is so severe, and yet they haven't called in all doctors to help. See? That's why I don't believe half the stuff they say. You know, you're fighting a war. You call in all your allies, don't you? They didn't do that. So I think it was a big mistake the way they handled it. And now, and the other thing is, remember, all these so-called experts that are talking to you and telling you these things, and I'm not going to name them because I don't want them on my show. I mean, they're welcome to come on the show, but I don't want to name them unless they do. All these so-called experts, aren't they the ones that should have protected us from this virus? Why did they let the damn thing come in this country? Who was it the other day? Somebody said the other day that the intelligence people should be checking out other countries to detect what viruses they have. You know, the intelligence, the people that that supposedly give you information about terrorists and all that, that there's a threat, you know what I mean? I forget who said it. There was some politician who said that the intelligence people. So obviously, there was no one checking to see if a virus was looming and all that. And these people that are trying to tell you, take this stuff and, you know, the vaccination and all that and the booster, these are the people who allowed this stuff to come over the seas to our country. They didn't stop it. They didn't do anything about it. The World Health Organization, they certainly didn't give the world health. So how can you believe the people who didn't do their job and protect people? You know? Anyway, that's the inner sight point of view, of course. Other people may have other point of views, and we respect that. But, well, the show we did the other day on... as far as the 61 million disabled, and I'm only going to speak for myself, but how can you believe a government that doesn't protect you? I can't believe these people. How can you believe a government that doesn't do a thing when you're denied the safety of a guide dog, when you can't get into a building and you're in a wheelchair? When they'd put you away in a nursing home and this is where you're going to die and take all your money and your house and your resources. I wouldn't believe that government. I don't. That's why I analyze things and check them out. And, you know, I mean, part of what they say is true, yes. But the whole ball of wax, no. I don't believe it. And as I said, everybody has to figure out their own way. It's common sense. It's like it's like the horse, you know, and the guide dog. You come to a barrier, you know, you got to figure out the best way to go. The horse may figure one way. The guide dog may say, no, you got to go the other way. Both ways may be safe. But maybe not. So there you have it, world. And the philosophy, I want to wish Frida down in Florida, Suzanne's aunt, a speedy recovery and prayers to protect her. She's in the hospital. Which is not the best place to be for a number of reasons. Just to give you two. One, it's a step closer to a nursing home. Two, you can catch pneumonia very easily in a hospital or anything else. And I'm not happy with the way they're treating her. She had her own room. Now I'm told... they put her in a room with four other people. What a good way to catch something. So God watch over her and, you know, inner sight stands ready to help. I've made an offer. I'm not going to talk about it on the air. I'll only say that people say they don't approve of nursing homes, but they don't do anything to get rid of them. All right, in a sight, no phones. Apologize, no phones. Make a comment. Call the Inner Sight number, 631-224-3090. You want to make an open mic comment. I don't blame you if you don't. I don't like talking to a recording anyway. But you're certainly welcome to call in and make a comment. And this is the show where you could talk about anything you want. And, you know, it's really funny that no matter what I talk about, it always seems I come back to the same subject in one way or another. Well, that's what happens when you live your life in a certain way. You know, you hear people talking in the street or in the cafe, and what do they talk about? Oh, my car doesn't work. I got to get the car fixed. I got to pay the insurance. I got to, they talk about things that affect them, you know. And that's the way it is with everyone. Normal talk about those things. So that's why we always seem to come back to the subject of that we're not equal as disabled people. And that's why we do this show. All right. Oh, by the way, Thursday night, Pidge will be off. She won't be with me Thursday. So we'll clue you in as to, she'll be back a week from Thursday. Clue you in as to what the subject will be Thursday. Tomorrow night, we're going to talk about disabled, if you're disabled and you're also ill, you know. Just because a person is disabled doesn't mean they're sick. Some people would be, but not all. All right, Inner Sight, and apologize for the phones being off. Open mic, National Guide Dog Month. We got a couple of days left. I don't know. We had almost 80,000 names. My goal was to get 1,000,000. That would take a miracle now. Well, you never know. And we'll keep on advocating for that. 8:55, New York. Open mic on Inner Sight. Want to thank all our listeners, 110,000 plus, and we're growing. And I want to remind people again. It's so vital and important. If you have a loved one in the nursing home, and you don't know where to turn or what to do, you know, no matter what you're doing, call Inner Sight at night. You know, call us during the day too, but I mean, call the show and talk about it. See, that has helped people to get out. Talk about it. You know, even call us from the nursing home. You know, shake them up, let them know, and we'll do everything we can to help. We don't have the money, wish we did, but we can certainly give the recognition and listen to your story and put it out there. and help you as much as we can. That's what needs to be done. People need to know more about what's going on in these nursing homes because they're horrible. So if you have a loved one in there or you're contemplating someone going into a nursing home, you want to keep them out, call us. Let's work on it together. We're not afraid. We're not controlled by the state. They don't give us any money as an organization. And if they did, there would be no strings attached, no telling us how to advocate. See, that's the problem with these agencies. They're all governed by these rules. That's why they can't advocate to get rid of the nursing homes. Well, we can. And we are. We don't need nursing homes in this. We need people to remain in their own home with the help that they need. All right. It's been Inner Sight, open mic, one man, open mic. Thank you for listening. Be with us tomorrow night, 8 to 9, live on Blog Talk Radio for Inner Sight. And all our listeners, thank you for being part of Inner Sight. Again, our Inner Sight phone number, 631-224-3090. All right. Be with you tomorrow night. Thank all our friends for keeping the show going. Greatly appreciate it. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Thank you so much for being with us and for letting us serve you. We appreciate it. We appreciate all the people. All right. Tomorrow night. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight.